WDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with highs around 92. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 64. Mainly clear skies and quiet. Highs around 85. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The World Meteorological Association says the La Nina weather pattern will last through the end of this year. That's the first time this century will have lasted for three consecutive winters in the Northern Hemisphere. La Nina conditions in the tropical regions of the Pacific Ocean strengthened as trade winds intensified between July and August. The conditions are affecting temperatures and precipitation patterns and making drought conditions and flooding in different parts of the world that much worse. The current WMO forecast shows the current La Nina, which began in September of 2020 and continuing during the next 6 months. La Nina refers to the cooling of ocean surface temperatures coupled with winds and rain. It almost always has the opposite effect of El Nino, which is the warm phase of the so-called El Nino Southern Oscillation. The WMO says it's exceptional to have three consecutive years with La Nina weather pattern. The U.S. Grains Council recently organized a trip to the U.S. for Japanese regulators involved in that country's food, feed, and environmental approval of biotech corn. While in the U.S., the group met with USGC staff, U.S. government regulators, biotech seed companies, and industry organizations. They also met with the U.S. corn producers and companies involved in production, distribution, and exports of U.S. corn to Japan. The meetings helped educate the Japanese regulators about biotech corn events in the pipeline for entry into Japan's regulatory system into the future. They also learned how regulatory approvals and regulations need to be able to work with U.S. corn production, distribution, and export systems. The USGC says the knowledge and confidence they've gained have helped regulators to consistently make and maintain science-based regulatory decisions. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Turnkey custom home builds with inline construction make the home building process as easy as you approving final decisions. From start to finish, let Inline tackle site preparation, foundation, framing, and finish inside and out. Lots are available at Hartley Ridge in North Marysville, or they can build on your site. Call today and get started with Inline Construction.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Law enforcement authorities are working to locate 39-year-old Amanda Crabtree, who was reported missing by her family on August 24th. That's according to Wichita Police. Authorities located a black Hyundai Sonata abandoned with her personal belongings at Interstate 135 rest stop near McPherson later that day. A woman believed to be Amanda was last seen at the rest area with her cat. She may have dyed her hair blue. She's described as 5'4", 200 pounds, with blue eyes. If you have any information about her whereabouts, please contact the Wichita Police Department homicide investigators at 316-268-4181. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly and Republican challenger Derek Smith plan to take part in two campaign debates and a question-and-answer forum over the next 5 weeks. The first on the calendar would be the election forum hosted by the Kansas Chamber September 7th in Olathe, in which candidates appear alone with a moderator on a stage to answer a series of questions. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Championship Dirt Track for Auto Racing returns to the Kansas State Fair Sunday, September 18th. Sports Radio KGSO presents the Gladiators of the late model division, the high-flying modifieds, plus the stock cars, all on the famed half-mile oval, competing for the Kansas State Fair Championship. The Next Tech Grandstand opens at 4 p.m. Green flag drops at 5. Don't miss the return of Championship Dirt Track Auto Racing, presented by Sports Radio KGSO and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With K-Quest Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in K-Land.
Trust Jay Prater and K-First Alert, your weather authority. K News, on your side.
Just after 1 a.m. yesterday, officers filed a report for aggravated robbery in the 600 block of Third Place in Manhattan. A 30-year-old man reported a male suspect robbed him at gunpoint of $450 cash after a withdrawal at the Navy Federal Credit Union ATM. Anyone with information can contact the Raleigh County Police Department or the Manhattan Raleigh County Crime Stoppers. Using the Crime Stopper service can allow you to remain anonymous and could qualify you for a cash reward up to $1,000. Law enforcement authorities investigating a fatal crash that occurred just before 9 p.m. Wednesday in Crawford County have identified the victim as 21-year-old Caden M. Anderson of Pittsburgh, Kansas. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2001 Chevy Tahoe driven by Anderson was southbound on South 200th Street, one half mile north of East 570th Avenue. The vehicle left the roadway to the right, struck a culvert, and overturned. Anderson was pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, Carrie Neutrina and ADM Feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Two people are facing felony charges after police executed a search warrant at their home in Scotts Bluff. On July 23rd, around 7 p.m., Scotts Bluff police served a search warrant at the residence of 39-year-old Santos Gutierrez and 34-year-old Ashley Gonzalez. Police report. Reported finding two firearms in the residence as well. Both Gutierrez and Gonzalez were convicted felons prior to the search and are not permitted to have firearms. One person has died and one person has been taken to the hospital with serious injuries after a three-car accident in Kearney Thursday night. According to the Kearney Police Department, the accident happened at the intersection of 2nd Avenue and Platt Road near Skeeter Barnes. There are no further details about the crash at this time. The name of the person deceased will not be released until their family has been notified. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region, the tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Sentencing was set for a Kansas man charged with second-degree murder in the vehicular homicide death of James Hickok in Hollenburg in May of 2021. Aaron Mildyke pled no contest after authorities had arrested him after finding damage to his vehicle, which reportedly was used to strike James Hickok after the two men had argued, and a bottle was allegedly thrown at the car. Mildyke had left the scene but did report the incident to Washington County Dispatch. He indicated that he felt threatened by others at a nearby residence. He's been in custody and will serve 109 to 123 months in prison with 3 years supervised release and probation. Injury accidents reported in Marshall County. August 18th, Cody Payshaw of Herkimer lost control of his motorcycle on 6th Road, southwest of Harvest Road, around 8:30 p.m., he was taken by private vehicle to CMH in Marysville. August 13th, Michael Reeves of Marysville lost control of the intersection of 10th and Keystone Roads shortly before 7 p.m. He was treated and released at CMH. August 10th, Daniel Ring of Bremen collided with Chris Obermeyer of Fairbury on U.S. 36 west of Marysville. Obermeyer was taken later to CMH with minor injuries. Nemahal County Step Foundation held their second annual match day last Friday and raised over $131,000. 21 funds qualified for matching funds up to $2,000. St. Peter and Paul's School was tops in overall contributions with $36,000. The STEP General Fund raised $26,000, and Nemahal County Meals on Wheels $17,000 among 276 gifts, ranging from $10 to $20,000, which was contributed anonymously. Striving to ensure progress has annually given grants back to a variety of causes in Nemahal County. Palmer continues the tradition of a Labor Day weekend softball tournament Saturday through Monday. Randy Hilchin comments on the origins.
Some group of ladies really got together and started wanting to know what we could do, and so we put our heads together and decided to do a Labor Day. I started a fast pitch softball team there in the late 70s, early 80s, and we kind of started a slow pitch co-ed softball tournament then. And actually, we took it over from the girls. They didn't want to do it, so we kind of took it over our fast pitch team from them. And it's been 40, yeah, at least 40 years we've been doing that. And it, I mean, it's just one of them deals. It's just standing. You get your name in there, you won't get to play there.
Join Randy Hilchin, our guest on the Public Affairs program this weekend, airing at 7:10 Saturday on KNDY, as he outlines the weekend's activities, including a gun show Saturday, 9 to 4 at the Palmer Community Building, with a youth free throw contest Saturday at 3, and Palmer Hilltop Golf at 4. Sunday, a cornhole tournament begins at 4. Monday's activities start at 9 a.m. with a trap shoot and a fishing tournament. Inflatables and bounce houses operating from 9 until noon. Car show, park your tractor show, and craft show begin at 9 a.m., plus a cakewalk, bingo. The quarter carnival runs 10:30 until 1:30. Kids games start at noon, and a parade is planned Monday at 2:30 in Palmer. Full list of events is on their Facebook page at the Palmer Hill. City of Washington is aware of intermittent interruptions in the electrical service along Feeder Line 3, which services the far west side of Washington, including the Barnes Addition. Staff has been locating the issue but unable to find the problem, tracking lines, checking and trimming trees, assessing insulators, cutouts, and evaluating other aspects of a system. So far, they've not been able to source the brief interruptions in service. They apologize for inconvenience. City of Washington shares the frustration. Until they locate the source, though, it cannot be corrected. Staff requests, if you notice anything unusual along Feeder Line 3, which services the far west side of Washington, including the Barnes Addition, please report that to Washington City Hall at 325-2284. After hours, you can call our emergency phone number, 785-541-1313. John M. Shum, age 70 of home, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for John Shum. Amanda L. Bishop, age 61, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Graveside service Saturday, 10:30 at the Rose Hill Cemetery, Axtell. Visitation Friday, 6 until 8 at the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Amanda Bishop. Ruby M. Morris, age 91, of Blue Springs, passed away August 24th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Ruby Morris. Martha A. Meyer, age 97, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Vigil service Sunday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Sunday noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Martha Meyer. Maureen J. Mosier, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Maureen Mosier.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny early on today, then a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the lower to mid-90s throughout Iowa, the lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the mid-90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Some showers possible overnight tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and mid-60s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and upper 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid-60s throughout Missouri. Staying cooler as we head into Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 70s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid-80s throughout Missouri. And mostly clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and mid-60s throughout Kansas, and the mid-60s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early September 86, record high on this date 111. The average low 62 and the record low 43. Sunset this evening 7:57, sunrise in the morning at 6:57.
Need to rescue your fescue, baby your bluegrass? We're talking late summer lawn repair on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 2nd, the 245th day of the year. Actor Keanu Reeves is having a birthday. Teacher-turned-astronaut Krista McAuliffe was born on this day. And in 1945, Japan formally surrendered, ending World War II. If the summer of 2022 has left your lawn worse for the wear, here's some good news. The best time for renovation is right about now. Cool season grasses started now will develop strong roots before the dormant season. And it's a good time to open a new front in the battle with weeds. They're busily sending energy to their roots, making them most vulnerable to weed control products. You also get the most bang for your buck when fertilizing in the fall. Experts recommend a succession of treatments in early and late fall for a quick green up next spring. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
It's a blast to go this fast Saturday and Sunday at the Washington County Speedway. A-class winged, non-winged, sportsman restricted, junior sprints plus trucks. Action starts with hot laps at 7:30 and racing at 8. That is this Saturday at the Washington County Speedway, the race place. Find them on Facebook at Washington County Speedway.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Fighter jets from Arizona will help KU football make its 2022 debut with a flyover above Memorial Stadium. The University of Kansas says an A-10C aircraft will fly over David Booth, Kansas Memorial Stadium about 10 minutes before kickoff at 7 p.m. tonight for the opening football game. KU noted that the flyover will be conducted by the U.S. Air Force A-10C demonstration team out of Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson, Arizona. The game tonight between the Jayhawks and Tennessee Tech is scheduled to begin at 7 o'clock. Emporia State football opened its 2022 campaign with a strong 42-17 win over Northeastern State Thursday night at Welch Stadium in Emporia. Emporia State quarterback Braden Gleason completed 23 of 37 passes, throwing for 312 yards and three touchdowns. Emporia State will be back in action next Thursday, 7 o'clock, against Central Oklahoma. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth-wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers.
You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build-your-own RVs.
Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
Coming off an 8-5 season with many key starters returning, Kansas State was picked to finish fifth in the Big 12. If quarterback Adrian Martinez, the Nebraska transfer, can solidify his game, K-State should have a team that can play with any team in the conference. Running back Deuce Vaughn, a preseason All-American, is a force on offense, and Felix Anaduke-Azuma is the Big 12's preseason defensive player of the year. Kickoff at Bill Snyder Family Stadium for Saturday night's game between the Cats and the Coyotes is set for 6 o'clock. Washburn football put on a clinic in its 2022 season opener, taking down Lincoln University of Missouri with ease, 45-3 Thursday night at Yeager Stadium in Topeka. The Ichabods will be back in action next Thursday night against Central Missouri at 7 o'clock. Sports gambling went live on Thursday, and the Kansas City Chiefs are teaming up with one of the leaders in the sports betting world. The team announced a multi-year deal with BetMGM as their first official sports betting partner. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Wrapping up our first week of the Coach's Corner, join us for Washington County and Marysville on the evening sports set around 5:20. Washington County, the focus, as the Tigers kick off a new season tonight. Jeff Wirtz with the TVL Spotlight comments.
Tommy Tryon, has that team headed in the right direction? Don't look at that record last year. The record probably isn't indicative of the talent that Washington County has. It's the culture that needs to be established there, and that's something that Coach Tryon needs. He has the talent there, and he feels the same way. He knows that they're almost there.
First-year coach Tony Trimble takes the Marysville Bulldogs on the road tonight and will be our guest on the Coach's Corner, as well as our pregame show ahead of our live broadcast. Trimble's excited about the prospects for a new season.
Well, it's always slow going at first. You kind of get a little bit, I got to remind myself to back up and remember that they don't understand everything that we're trying to accomplish, so I got to make sure that I'm being very detailed and specific on things that we're trying to coach them on and teach them on. So, but you know, these kids have been very open to learning. They've been very responsive to coaching. We can coach them on one thing, come back the next day, and it looks a lot better just because they responded to what we were trying to ask them to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Friday night high school football kicks off. Marysville at Abilene. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. K-Prep's pregame show at 6, Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30, and our pregame coverage at 6:45. On air, online, and on our mobile app. Valley Heights entertains Centralia. Hanover's home to Clifton Clyde. Frankfort plays host to Chase County. Axtell at Care Paravel. And Washington County's at Donovan West. Lynn hosting Lakeside. Diller O'Dell is home to Southern. Kansas Jayhawks kick off Friday evening, 7 o'clock, 6:30 pregame show live coverage on FM 95.5. Kansas State's a Saturday 6 o'clock kickoff, 4 o'clock pregame show, AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Stand up and cheer.
He's at the goal line. He is in. Touchdown, Jayhawks.
Hail. to Old KU.
Hey, Kansas will win!
Holy cow!
Wear your crimson and blue and join us each week for Kansas Jayhawk football. Join us this Friday as the Jayhawks kick off the 2022 season against Tennessee Tech in Lawrence. Pre-game begins at 5:30 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
More sports, more scores, more games live on KNDY-FM 95.5.
Hear the roar. Scream the chant.
KSU Wildcats!
Feel the excitement.
To the 20, to the house, touchdown Kansas State!
Join us Saturday as the Wildcats kick off the 2022 season against the South Dakota Coyotes. Our coverage begins at 4 on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
KNDY Marysville, AM 1570, FM 94.1. On air, online, and on demand.
Delicate in appearance, yet tough as nails. Calumet makes a welcome addition to flower gardens and mixed borders. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Light, airy flowers of Calumet combine nicely with shrub roses and other perennials. Intersperse it throughout the garden to unify a planting, or combine with a non-aggressive catmint for added color and texture. This plant reminds me of baby's breath, but has a much nicer growth habit in the garden. Grow the subspecies Calmentha nepeta nepeta, or one of the cultivars that does not reseed, and take over the garden. Montrose White has white flowers and does not reseed, while Blue Cloud's lavender flowers have powdery blue overtones. Grow this perennial in full sun and well-drained soil. Once established, it tolerates drought. Then listen for the buzzing bees that frequently visit the plant throughout the summer. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The island of Maui is a place many come to enjoy the beach. It is also a place with a volcanic peak that reaches over 10,000 feet in the sky. The slopes of that mountain are one that sustains some of the best farming on the islands. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
For Walter Pooh, the island of Oahu is a place he and his family know very well.
My dad is actually from here, and so is my family roots on his end, going back maybe 200 years in the area.
Today, Walter is a park ranger at Haleakala National Park on the island. That word, Haleakala, refers to a volcano that many visitors drive, bike, or hike to the top of each day. But for Walter, the place has special significance.
For myself and my family, it's mainly a place to go and get educated. So your navigators went up there to study the stars.
Axe makers came to the mountain for stone. Bird catchers used the slopes of the mountain to catch animals. But this was also a very spiritual place for native people, a place that was visited, but not where people resided, because of the cold temperatures on the peak that reaches over 10,000 feet in the sky.
Well, I tell you something about that mountain. She does what she wants, when she wants, anytime she wants to. That mountain will change on you. You can be all the way to the top looking down at it, and then all of a sudden, clouds will just cover that whole crater floor in minutes.
The slopes of Haleakala are an important farming region on the Hawaiian Islands.
About the 3,000, 4,000 foot elevation area, we have the place called Kula. And this is where all your vegetables and all your co-ops are located. So they're great farming lands. So everything that's provided for the people down below mainly comes from Kula.
Over 1 million visitors come to the peak of Haleakala each year. It is a place that is a bit surreal here on the islands. We'll go to the top next time as we travel the countryside at Haleakala National Park, Hawaii. I'm Andrew McCray.
Nightcrawler
waders are great for fishing, but they're problematic in some places. Hi, I'm Jody Hinkey. These and other exotic earthworm species can damage the ecosystem as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I've always considered earthworms to be a good thing to have if they're working the soil, but apparently some worms are doing more harm than good in certain situations, and once they've infiltrated an area, they can't be removed. Bruce Snyder is an assistant ecology professor at Georgia College and State University and an earthworm researcher. He says there are over 170 species of earthworms in the U.S., and one-third of them were introduced from other continents. Some of these non-natives are very common.
Night crawlers are a European species. Most of the ones that are sold for bait in most places of the country are non-native. The species that's usually called red wigglers are also a European species, but they're marketed under so many different names that it's even hard to tell. And sometimes you go and you purchase bait and you actually get multiple species in the bait container.
Invasive worm species are only problematic in certain ecosystems. For example, northern forests evolved without earthworms due to glacial activity. But Snyder says since their introduction, earthworms have been eating leaf litter on the forest floor.
The plants that live there need that leaf litter in order to regenerate. I did some of my research in the Great Smoky Mountains, and there are some Asian species which are actually invading there. We're not seeing the same sort of impact, but I also study millipedes, and we found that those invasive earthworms are affecting the millipedes that live in the soil. So depending on what ecosystem you're in, there can be different effects.
Snyder says if you put night crawlers in your garden, they probably won't create any problems. However, if you dump them in the forest after a day of fishing, there is the chance that they could disperse. He recommends tossing them in the water instead. Learn more about invasive earthworms at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
As the hot days are becoming shorter and the cold air is moving in, I'm looking forward to winter and all that it includes. Hot tea, snuggling under a blanket, and taking time to reflect on what matters. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, just like winter is inevitable, so are your financial bills. But understanding your cash flow is a good way to help you stay on track. This fall, you may want to put pen to paper and make a list of all your ongoing expenses. When you map out your financial commitments on a frequent basis, it can help ensure you're using money as a tool to live out your purpose in life. It can also help you live within your means and avoid overspending in certain areas. Having your expenses listed out can also help you see where your money is going so you can have a clear picture and set aside money for your long-term goals. And it can also help you give generously. So as the air becomes a little crisper, make a cup of your favorite tea and set aside some time to put your expenses down on paper. It'll help you be more purposeful with money.
A Virginia farmer believes that adopting regenerative farming practices requires a non-traditional farming mindset. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Michael Carter Jr.'s family has farmed the same land in Orange County, Virginia since 1910. Carter says some of his forebears farmed conventionally, and he's doing his best to convert that land to regenerative agriculture.
I'm of the strong belief that you cannot fix a problem with the same mind that created it. And for those of us who've come out of conventional agriculture, it can't be done. You know, we can't fix the problem of soil health without taking a step back and letting other people deal with it who don't have the same conventional background.
Carter says parts of the farm do have healthy soils.
A good chunk of the land is in pasture that hasn't been tilled much, if at all. I'm trying to keep it that way as much as possible. I believe that my great-grandmother's long life was a result of the land not being tilled. And I'm a very strong believer that no-till or very limited till and then maintaining the soil microorganisms as much as possible, it's key to nutrition long-term.
Carter is a participant in an initiative called For the Soil, operated by the Virginia Soil Health Coalition. There's a link to the organization on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier, while the U.S. Department of Agriculture is putting more resources into developing the next generation of leaders in the food and agriculture industries, Tom Vilsack, USDA Secretary, sat down with Gary Crawford to discuss what the latest project has been out of Washington, D.C.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says that with an aging food and agricultural workforce with less than USDA's workforce, for example, being under the age of 35,
is really necessary and important for us in the food and agriculture industry to continue to look for ways in which we can recruit, train, educate, and attract the next generation of leaders.
Especially young scholars from minority-serving schools and colleges. And so Vilsack has just announced an investment, $250 million, for what he calls the Next Gen Ag Leaders Program, in which minority-serving institutions will apply for grant money.
And those resources can go to the development of scholarships, the funding of internships and fellowships,
to expand opportunities for students so they can find out for themselves what Tom Vilsack's been saying for a long time.
The food and agriculture industry is indeed one of the most innovative and exciting places to be now and in the future.
Vilsack said he's hoping this program will help inspire students to be part of the industry and will, in turn,
build that next generation of leaders.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The age of the farmers that are aging out of the agricultural industry overall has been a cause for concern for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, as the latest back from 2017 shows that the average farm producer was aged at near 57 and a half years old. That was up 1.2 years from the average that was back in 2012, continuing that long-term trend of aging of the U.S. producer population. Many producers also tend to be more experienced, as they have been on their current farms for an average of 21.3 years across the nation. The USDA says they are concerned with not only the aging population of producers across the nation, but also with the decrease in farmland availability as well. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Get some rest this Labor Day weekend and put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you. During our Labor Day sales event, we want you to kick back, relax, and let us show you how easy buying your next vehicle should be. Choose from over 300 available new and pre-owned vehicles, all with Labor Day pricing. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you won't pay random dealer markup over MSRP. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford at MSRP, and you keep the Ford rebates. Plus, you can give yourself a break and make no payments up to January 2023. And you can take advantage of special financing offers as low as 0.99% APR. Put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you during our Labor Day sales event now through September 5th. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees. All Ford rebates and dealer. Excludes Raptor, Bronco, GT500. 0.98% APR available on select new and certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term. Payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest reduced for date of purchase. All offers with approved credit expire to...
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Food and Ag Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri College of Agriculture, Food and Natural Resources has released their August 2022 update for the yearly baseline outlook report, providing some economic outlook for the food and ag industry. Well, based on the information contained in the update, FAPRI Director Pat Westhoff suggests current high prices for many farm commodities may not last. He said U.S. ag producers are getting more from what they sell, but paying more for what they buy. Now, except for cattle, he says, we could see lower prices for many farm commodities in the years ahead. The House committee's top Republican plans to begin hearings on a new farm bill as soon as January if Republicans take over the House and he becomes the chairman. Speaking in Iowa over at the Farm Progress, Representative Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania also said he would seek to pass a reauthorization of the Pesticide Registration Improvement Act in the first quarter of 2023, so he says it'll entangle that in the farm bill work. Thompson used the word intensity to describe his plans for the committee's farm bill oversight. He did not provide a target date for the committee to vote on the new bill, but he said he wanted funding allocated from the budget committee by summer. Programs in the 2018 farm bill are scheduled to begin expiring on September 30th of 2023. He said we're 2.5 years late starting the farm bill hearings, and he said that the subject more closely related to climate concerns and farm bill oversight. He said, quite frankly, if he gets the opportunity to lead the Ag Committee, he will ensure the farm bill does not become a climate bill because they're not going to have any climate titles. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Those pesky flies are back again, and your cows are swishing and swatting at them when they should be grazing. Valley Vet Supply has some weapons to fight those annoying pests. Choose from sprays, pour-ons, dust, or the vet gun that allows you to treat your cows from up to 30 feet away. Don't take on those flies on your own. Get the products you need at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville and keep your cows fly-free and happy.
When tilled soil doesn't settle, you can have uneven crop growth. Learn about fluffy soil syndrome and what causes it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning, I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my combine, I look down at my BKT AgriMax Terrace tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable every season, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them.
True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Drone over your fields and note the color differences. If the corn is greener in the tire tracks than between the tracks, you may have something called fluffy soil syndrome. Jody DeYoung Hughes is a crop extension educator at the University of Minnesota and has been investigating why corn would grow better in the tire tracks. When she measured soil compaction with a penetrometer, she made a discovery.
In the tire tracks, it goes down a couple inches, and in between the tire tracks, it will go down 11. And almost always that's a disc gripper that's going at that depth. What I found is that it just fluffed up the soil too much. And so when the wheel tracks went over, it packed it back down so that you have better seed-to-soil contact and better root-to-soil contact.
She says fluffy soil syndrome is especially prevalent in winters where we don't see a lot of snow cover because a good snowpack will settle the soil back down. If the soil is tilled to a pulp and doesn't have good contact points, there is more gas and air exchange, which means the seed doesn't get as much water and nutrients as it should. DeYoung Hughes says you can't predict Mother Nature, but there is a way for producers to prevent this from happening.
The less breaking up of the soil structure, the better. So if they just back off on the tillage, back off on the depth, and build soil structure, it would definitely minimize the FSS.
She also recommends that producers increase soil organic matter and minimize the amount of field traffic. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about fluffy soil syndrome and how to prevent it at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Trace Tall. Good afternoon. We'll start off with September corn. It's up 9 3/4 at 668. December corn up 8 1/2 at 666 1/2. September wheat is up 14 1/2 at 790. December wheat is up 16 1/2 at 810 3/4. September Kansas City wheat is up 16 1/2 at 880. December Kansas City wheat is up 12 1/2 at 880 1/2. September soybeans are up 35 at 1507 3/4. November soybeans are up 24 1/4 at 1418 3/4. September meal is down 4 1/2 at 447.50. September oil is up $2.46 at 70.98. October oil is up $2.26 at 67.53. As we look at the livestock, October live cattle is up $1.42 at 144.22. December live cattle up $1.32 at 149.90. September feeder cattle up 22 cents at 183.37. October feeder cattle up 17 cents at 184.525. October lean hogs are down $1.92 at 90.02. December lean hogs are down $1.25 at 82.550. The September U.S. dollar index is down 21 cents at 109.460. The December U.S. dollar index is down 20 cents at 109.20. The S&P 500 index for September is down $5 at 39.64. The S&P 500 index for December is down 5 1/4 at 39.80. The 30-year bond for September is up 18 at 134.22. The 10-year note for September is up 16 1/2 at 116.16. The 10-year note for December up 17 at 116.16 1/2.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
For 2022, farmers have many choices regarding seed. Stepping over the line shouldn't be one of them. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance thanks U.S. farmers for buying new professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers to ensure new seed innovations continue to show up on your farm. Without your support and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to meet your needs and continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
K-State College of Agriculture's Dean Ernie Minton shares some of the latest research and successes in this August's edition of Statewide with Agriculture Today. For Agriculture Today, I'm Samantha Bennett. He first discusses work being done to help support the creation of small meat processing businesses in Kansas.
There has been interest around locally produced meat, and that was partially necessitated by the pandemic. This is a project that supports those small meat processors. And the other thing that I'd emphasize there, it's really a collaboration between three individuals that are highlighted in the story across three different departments. Two of those in the College of Agriculture, Dr. Dustin Pendle in Agricultural Economics, and then Dr. Jesse Vipham, who's in the Department of Animal Sciences and Industry. And they're collaborating with an individual who's in the Department of Management in the College of Business Administration. And they're really looking at providing support for and developing additional capacity for those small and very small meat processors.
Dean Minton shares the timeliness of research currently being conducted at K-State regarding precision agriculture and corn.
This research story is really a very interesting one, led by Dr. Ignacio Ciampitti out of our Department of Agronomy, that really is working with corn specifically designed to recover more nitrogen from the soil. Certainly, one of the major efforts that the college is involved with in its economic prosperity plan is really a focus on digital agriculture and advanced analytics. And quite honestly, is not really a luxury for just the largest producers. Certainly, they're using it, but things like yield monitors and precision placement of inputs, those kinds of things are really very, very important. And as we think about now under this new sort of inflationary pressure we're experiencing, the cost of inputs, in particular fertilizer, this kind of study simply couldn't be more timely.
He goes on to congratulate the group of Kansas 4-H'ers that recently won a national competition.
First of all, congratulations to that group on winning that shooting sports competition, beating out the other state teams. So that part of it was certainly a great accomplishment. The 4-H is such a tremendous vehicle for youth development. In particular, this shooting sports competition brought 36 students together from 22 counties, and they have various disciplines and air pistol, air rifle, archery, hunting skills, and a number of other kinds of things that, even though they're focused on aspects of shooting, they teach other life skills as well.
That was K-State College of Agriculture's Dean Ernie Minton sharing some of the latest current events in the college. From Kansas State University, this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
Tick, 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 tock goes the clock on the wall as we dance in the evening away. Tick, 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 tock goes my heart with the clock beating time, all the music is gay. Tick, 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 tock is the rhythm it plays, and I know it will make you feel good. Tick, 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 tock goes my
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KNDY.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.